Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Tom Cruise, and your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to this really, really great Sandspants radio podcast. Wow.
Hey, party people. It's your girl, Brie Larson, here. And when I'm not eating pizza, pretending to play Animal Crossing, making the worst movies of all time, or eating pizza, you better believe my ass is sitting down and listening to a brand new episode of Hey Fam.
Mikey Phelps? I think that's his name.
Recording.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Mikey Phelps. Swimming. Is he a swimmer?
Hey, Angus, I feel like we're a couple of best friends who talk about life, sports, video games, and more.
Yeah, I do too. And you know what? We got a lot of haters, but at least we're out here doing it.
Hey, it's another episode of Hey Fam.
I know. Who would have thought?
Not the When in Doubt podcast.
Just getting so many.
Angus has been playing and proudly showing me like it's a next-gen console.
It's like a dad showing you like how he can read a book on his phone, but it's a photo of a book and he's like zooming in or something.
It's like a iMessage native pool game.
Yeah.
Schnooker. What do you call it?
Definitely
what you call
schnooker.
It? Schnooker.
What are you like? That's like Jason Mewes. Is that how he would say it?
Schnooker.
Schnoochie Boochies. This one could be it. Look at that. Fucking now watch
right
this drive. Yeah.
I remember there was like a good month where everyone was obsessed with the basketball game that you could play.
Oh, that's right.
In Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, and you have to like flip it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really hard. And you had to like type it in or something and then the react emoji would change to the ball, remember?
Yeah, if you use the basketball emoji.
Oh, that's
then,
right.
And then touched it when you're on your phone, it would unlock the game.
Remember when that used to be the internet? Like, if you typed in, like, running on Google, you'd get, like, a Mario clone at the top. Like, it was just fun shit. And now it's, like, here's an AI teenage character from Neon Genesis Evangelion that looks real that can fuck you if you want to go on its Patreon. And I'm just like, what happened?
The good internet still lives on in...
Archie, in that podcast.
Also When in Doubt podcast. Shout out to our future guests.
Yeah, it's the only people... Me and Lemon just had a very serious conversation about the future of this show, and we both came to the agreement that the only guests we're going to have from here on out are the six young boys, the combined age of the six, maybe just one of our ages.
The six to ten teenage boys.
Six
that
to
host
ten
the
boys
Wine
in a gated
podcast.
Community in an area that has never had a black person inside.
That have collectively seen seven movies.
Yeah, all of them produced by Kevin Feige, yeah. PGA. and live in a gated community where the only minority is the people that they're not allowed to look at who clean the house because their parents are like, don't look at them.
Yeah.
Like, don't let them think we're warm.
Don't let them podcast with you, son.
Yeah, don't. I think this is like...
What are you talking about now?
The game.
You're like a fucking cat. Just get distracted by flashing lights.
You obviously don't have a cat because you can... Nothing... You can.
Well, I mean, well, what are you like then?
A cat is famously not something who's distracted.
Which animals like lights? Because you're that.
Like a moth.
You're a moth. Okay, sure.
Cats are like notoriously non-reactive.
Was moth memes good internet?
That was nice. Like brother.
Brother, the
yeah,
light
that was
brother.
Nice. That was nice. That was
good
like,
internet. We don't have memes. Nice. We don't have memes like that anymore. It's just Evangelion characters really that look real and you can fuck.
Yeah, I say that because I was just like... Because
you fucked an Evangelion character before I got here tonight.
No, I was like just
which
on,
one? Gendo?
You know on Instagram when you go to like the search? When you go to search something, but every time it refreshes like the for you, whatever it is, like the explore page.
Yeah.
But you know, like to get to that, to say I'm like looking at, what's that podcast called? When in Doubt?
When in Doubt podcast.
Say I'm trying to go to see what's the newest post from When in Doubt.
Our sister podcast, I'd say.
Our sister show.
Yeah.
And I click on the like magnifying glass at the bottom. So it takes you to the explore tab. And each time it populates it with like, things that you're looking at always. So yep, I'm always getting like, I think we've shown each other's on the pod. We have like fucked up shit. Like I have a lot of DJ Khaled, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, mine will be like inevitably like, oh, here we go
like
now.
Chinese
it's like
toys.
It's all Sanrio, Kirby.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what this shit is. A really fat man.
That's awesome.
I guess he's boasting about a transformation he's
but
about to
you
do.
You know how you have to go to it to get to like actually searching for stuff?
Yeah.
So I was there the other day and I was like scrolling to... No, going there. And then there was like this photorealistic Evangelion character. I'm like, what the fuck? Why is this popping up? Was very curious about it because I'm like, this doesn't look real. Then I found there's a Patreon link. It's only like a new page. And this is... People are on Patreon. And I thought the shit we put up is like garbage. But these people are offering... It's like $80 a month to be your like virtual Evangelion girlfriend. But it's not even a human doing like OnlyFans.
So it's just
made
an AI.
It's just like... It's so unsettling.
My Explore page just revealed to me that there's a Hello Kitty McDonald's collaboration. And
coming
it's like
or
a,
it's already
no,
happened?
I don't know where it is. It's in... No idea. Kitty car food carrier.
I have a lot of photos of Lana Del Rey.
But you put it in the on the back of your car seat and it's Hello Kitty's head and you put your fries and your drink in there. That's pretty sick.
Is there a version of this when I was in like Indonesia? Remember?
Possibly.
Was it like Mario related? No.
There's also...
I swear we found something. We're like, oh my God, imagine if that's there. And it was like you get like a case to eat your food in.
That's mad.
Yeah, I'm really into that. I think that's like progressive.
We ate McDonald's last week before the show.
Yeah, we did. I haven't had it since. I had coffees.
Kind of fucked me up.
What do you mean?
My body did not like having that
just
burger.
Just rejected.
And the onion rings and the pineapple fritters.
What did it do?
My body. It was just... My butt was just all fucked up.
Oh, was it?
For a few days.
Yeah.
A classic case of fucked up butt.
You know, like, I could do the burger and the fries, but I think also the, like, the fritter.
The pineapple fritter.
Probably added an element that we did. Oh, and we had the onion rings.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That'll fuck your butt up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of fine, but my body is more used to it than you.
Yeah,
but I do drink the coffee there, like, quite regularly in the summer.
Fuck, speaking of shit. I just want to have a quick moment of silence for my AirPods.
Oh, what happened? They ate shit?
So, I have these gym shorts.
Yeah.
And... They have like...
Are they... Wait, are they municipal?
They're not... This is why this happened.
Brother.
So, our fuckhead patrons don't put enough money in our Patreon fund for me to afford municipal workout gear.
We would be decked out head to toe municipal if you sons of bitches...
Just opt just it thought, to $20 bucks a month, you know?
I like what they're doing, but I want to like them a little more.
Yeah.
Jump over to the page.
And you will like me a little more when I'm head-to-toe municipal.
And we're doing drip checks daily. We're praying. We're doing drip checks. And we're drinking really expensive mezcal.
So these fraudulent Nike gym shorts have quite shallow pockets.
You know what? I think I know the ones you're talking about.
So I go for a run.
They're not fit for like anything, really.
Yeah, go for a run. And you know, when you're exercising, you get the exercise out of the way. And then it's like, fuck, gotta hit the John.
Yeah, what? Like... Piss or shit?
Shit. Sometimes both.
Oh, okay.
And
is this the McDonald's or the exercising?
So I go and I've been listening to a podcast while I've been running.
When in doubt.
When in doubt podcast, of course. Listening to one of the fantastic episodes.
One of the four episodes.
About either MCU or their haters.
Or college
or
football.
Fortnite.
Or Fortnite. Yeah.
Look, it's just great to meet another teenage Green Bay Packers fan. You know?
Yeah. You don't really get to do it.
But...
When in doubt podcast.
So I sit down and I have my AirPods in my pocket.
Where are you at this time? The gym?
The toilet.
But I mean, are you at home? I went for a run. You in a park?
No, I'm at home.
Okay.
And I stand up from the toilet.
Oh, I know what's happening
and
right
I hear
now.
Kabloop.
Yeah, but they're waterproof. Oh, what ones have you got?
Original AirPods Pros.
Yeah, maybe that one's
and
not
I,
waterproof.
And look, I'd wiped, you know?
Yeah, but it's in shit.
But it didn't hit the... It was skimming the surface. You know what I mean? It was on a pillow of TP.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
It definitely got a little bit of shit water
yeah.
on it. Sanitize that shit straight away. Air it out.
Yeah, is it working?
So, like the AirPods... The AirPods themselves work.
You're like, what the hell?
All the songs sound just brown now. Sound. Yeah. it's just the Mr. Hankey Christmas album.
Mr.
That's all
Mr. Hankey Christmas classics.
The AirPods themselves are fine.
Great.
But the case doesn't charge properly and it doesn't charge them when it's not connected to something, so they just lost charge.
Oh, bro.
So I upgraded to AirPods Pro 2.
Twos, yeah. You're fine.
They're so sick.
Yeah, they're great.
The best thing is about them, don't smell lightly of shit.
Don't smell, yeah. You know that they're not, yeah, yeah. They're great. I've rocked with them.
So I'm giving my broken shit smelling ones to my sister.
That's so good. She's like, what? It just keeps making fart sounds.
I remember like Tommy, our friend, once put his AirPods through the wash and I roasted
it
him about...
It worked fine, right?
No, they broke straight away and I roasted him about it for like half a year. No one tell him this story.
No one tell him that.
Yeah.
He won't listen. He doesn't listen.
This is my story's way worse.
Yeah. Well, you're even now.
The dumbest thing is... The new AirPods arrived and I went to the gym yesterday and I was listening to a podcast.
Took a shit.
No, I put the AirPods back in that pocket.
Oh yeah,
I haven't learned my brand new ones. It's true.
Get different.
I need municipal gym fit clothes.
Mark, if you're listening, and I know you are because you do the intros for some of these episodes.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you get us a freaking cut us a break and
the same company that made the new video game taking the world by storm, Pal World.
Oh yeah,
they're responsible for getting in touch and recording those celebrity intros for Hey Fam.
Yeah.
And they would never use AI.
I just saw just a few hours ago, Nintendo issuing a press release about Pal World. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And they said they're going to investigate it, which I think is awesome. It's like, sounds like Sherlock Holmes or like Hercule Poirot, like rocking up to like a house or a location that's sectioned off from the rest of society and there's like 8 suspects in there and they're like, I am here to investigate Pal World. It's like, what?
Which one of you is Pal World?
It's like, no, your lawyers are going to sue them.
Those are definitely illegal companies that send me bootleg consoles every month. Must be like
Pal World was, yeah,
huge sigh of relief after Pal World's taken the heat for them this month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are, yeah, it's crazy. I haven't jumped in on Pal World yet. It's available on the Xbox, I believe.
No, it's available on Game Pass PC.
No, I came up on my Xbox.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, you can play it. I don't really want to. I have no interest in it.
I don't care. Like Pokemon with guns. Sounds fun.
It's not even that apparently. Like that doesn't happen till you have to put hours in apparently to get a pal holding a gun. That should be the first thing you do in the game.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like pick your starter.
I thought it was a shooter.
No.
Oh, right.
It should be like pick your starter, now pick its fucking gun. You know what
so it's still like an RPG, is it?
I think it's just, it's like a survive, like you have to build, it's kind of like a game that's like, yeah.
It's
like
10
it's
things.
Looked at it's
a know, game that's like, yeah.
You know what? No, it's a game that's like, yeah, they've looked at, you know, the last 5 years of trendy games, Minecraft, Fortnite.
Flappy Bird.
Those ones.
The snooker game you play on your phone.
Daisy. I don't know. What's that one we have to like live in the you know, those like survivalist PC ones that.
Metal Gear Survive.
No, absolutely not. But hopefully all those things, all those games, those big online games, they all have one thing in common, and that's When in Doubt likes them.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm really hoping there's a Pal World deep dive on When in Doubt, because they're the only people I have trust these days.
I am a friend of a friend, like a parent's friend was complaining about, sorry, no, one of my kids'
friends'
parents,
yep.
Friend's parents.
Maybe
was complaining
your friend.
About they got
Pal World.
They got a Switch for their kids for Christmas, and they were like, "I didn't know you had to get games for it too."
Fucking idiot! Now, I those parents are like our age, right?
Yeah, if not older,
idiots.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, idiots. Like they've grown up with consoles
for sure.
That's a cop out. I reckon that's an excuse.
Yeah, I feel like they were saying it loudly around me, knowing that I have a big collection of games that I'm never going to lend them.
And most of them are digital too. You know what I mean? You're just like, well, yeah, I can't lend you that.
I actually have like maybe 30 physical Switch games.
Yeah, that's a lot. I've got like 8. I'm digital dad.
What other things do we have different amounts of?
Children?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, comes to mind straight away.
Earlier today, working AirPods. It was one, but now it's 2 for 2. So your kids
duck books,
yeah. You can
baby Yodas. You've got a lot more of those. I got a little more of the former
Tom Cruise memorabilia.
It's true.
Eyes Wide Shut memorabilia.
That's a great segue. I was waiting for like something naturally to come up that we could talk about.
Yeah,
because it's one of those weeks. You know how I said I would do all that watching last week.
You wouldn't.
School holidays are fucked up, man.
No, Luke, the problem is you like your family too much. That's true. You develop a grudge. You're gonna start.
Some might say that they're my pal world.
Yeah, they're your Pokemon. No, and actually, famously, your son would never hold a gun.
Well, maybe when he turns 11, I'll finally unlock Archie with a gun.
Yeah. So you've done nothing.
No, I've done. I've watched a episode of The Curse
and read a book about Donald Duck.
I've read.
You're sickening.
I've read one duck book. Fuck, it was a duck manga, yeah, actually.
That's too called many
Donald Duck Visits Japan.
It's too many.
I couldn't believe it exists either, but it does, and I bought it
because I've been to Japan. Yeah, like, okay. A third of
it's Donald Duck and two of the three caballeros.
I don't know.
I should be the one that knows.
I know you're the duck book head. I haven't read any duck books this week, so we can't talk about that.
I've read a lot of Tezuka. Still trying to work out the best one to lend you, and I think
the dog, like, yeah.
Oh, I
like
think I found you. I'm reading his like short story collections.
Oh, cool!
They go so hard.
Yeah,
because they're written during
dogs' penises that are entering women, or the books go hard. which one goes hard?
First of all, most of the dog sex encounters were male on male.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah,
yeah.
But secondly, this one I read was fucking awesome. It was about the mafia like take a Japanese man and they tie his arms down, and then a train runs over his arms, so he loses both his arms.
Oh wow.
Because a train runs over them.
That's awesome.
And then he
autistic mafia.
Then he goes to get his revenge. He goes to see this experimental doctor who gives him plastic limbs, but then teaches him ESP.
Where do you look up experimental doctors? I love that as a clash.
He meets a man with no legs, a veteran, and
likely scenario.
And he can control his legs.
Oh, okay.
Like a normal person, but when he uses ESP. So yeah, the doctor basically is like, everyone has ESP. You only have to unlock the ability to use it when you're at your most desperate.
And so he figures out.
How to use his arms, right? But yeah, because he's fueled by hatred and revenge on the mafia that did this to his arms.
Yeah.
Whenever he goes to sleep, the arms have a mind of their own and go out and kill mafia members.
That's so cool.
It's the fucking best story I've ever read in my life.
That's insane.
It's called Melody of Iron.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very sick shit.
That doesn't happen in duck books, does it?
No, it doesn't, unfortunately. But did you know that Tezuka sent Carl Barks, the godfather of the duck books, a Christmas card one year.
It was on a dog penetrating goofy fucking daisy duck.
Perfect.
Was it something like that?
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, you nailed it.
He sent a lot of people cards, didn't he? He had something for Miyazaki in his drawer when
Did he
died.
Yeah, right, I don't know.
It's like a note being like, Nausicaa's really good. Here's a picture of a bee getting fucked by a fish. It's so sick how just horny he was.
Yeah,
just
it rocks.
Just a weird old dude in a beret.
He wrote 30 stories a week and still had time to be the horniest motherfucker so alive. Sick.
That's crazy. So you read that. A duck book. But no, tell me. You had a more interesting time than me.
I went... My wife and I had a... hotel stay, okay, staycation.
This is a family show. Maybe dial back that one.
Sure, but we stayed in the hotel that the IMAX is in.
Yeah,
didn't see any movies.
I know that's heartbreaking.
We just slept above one.
Yeah,
it was Oppenheimer that night too because they're screening the only screening Wonka and Oppenheimer.
So good,
Wonkaheimer.
That's so sick
at IMAX this week.
That's so sick.
Would you do the full day? Like,
No. I wouldn't.
Just Oppenheimer
I think
again.
So, six times would be pretty funny.
I mean,
but we got good news today that Tenet, Warner Brothers, and Chris Nolan are playing nice again, and they're agreeing to re-release Tenet, which is in their best interest. It's going to make money for them.
I want to see that shit in IMAX screens.
Yeah, so it's coming to IMAX.
I hope they there's only one person that they should pay to, or maybe two. Two people that they should pay to do the promotion for this.
Travis Scott and Michael Caine?
No, Travis Scott and Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Big screen, loved it. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's going to be weird seeing it at a cinema again. I mean, it's going to be awesome, but it's going to be like, oh yeah, remember how we had to basically get permission from army generals to see it the first time, and not leave our area too much. Remember, it was just the circumstances were so crazy.
And everyone was there were so many arguments.
The sound's bad!
bad.
Well, even before you even saw the movie, people were arguing that you shouldn't see a movie.
Yeah, they're like, that's actually stop. Dangerous. You're basically a terrorist for leaving your house.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't really think that.
And then people just hated that movie. I wonder if people will come around then.
People acted really crazy for that year.
That's true. People thought Ted Lasso was a good show.
Seriously, universally agreed
as a society that Ted Lasso was a great show.
Thinking about that the other day, that was like, it was like a COVID boyfriend.
I heard that like some of season 3's episodes are like 80 minutes long.
That's just outrageous.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. It was like a COVID relationship that as soon as restrictions eased, you pretended it never happened.
Yeah, yeah.
That was...
An American would never coach a soccer team. What are you talking about?
No, yeah, exactly. Crazy. Yeah, that just shows how sick we all were.
That show potentially like the hornier than Tezuka himself. You know how horny they were for the female leads of that show? Old British woman.
Oh, yeah. That was... Yeah, no,
young,
like the young,
and young British
yeah,
woman.
But then, like, yeah, they would have, like, young dudes bang her and stuff.
And it was like, yeah, like, any excuse to show her, like, in her
like
bra
lingerie.
And stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy. Maybe I'll watch it again. For all the dogs. Tezuka, oh. R.I.P. Tezuka, you would have loved Drake's, like, 14th album, For All the Dogs.
Fuck, is it 14 albums for Drake?
It's not.
I mean, like I believe eight. You. You probably go, yeah, if you count the mixtapes, right?
You don't, though. They're mixtapes.
Yeah.
Like, you answered that.
They're album length.
Yeah, but, like, Ted Lasso episode's a movie length, but you're not calling that a movie, brother.
I'll never watch that third season of Ted Lasso.
No, finished season 2, and so did COVID.
Is it over? Ted Lasso done?
Yeah, yeah. Ted Lasso.
It's over Ted.
Okay. Albums.
Does it end with him, like, signing divorce papers?
I don't know.
Finally? Is it the end of it?
1, 2, 3.
Oh, you're counting the Drake albums?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8.
8 albums.
But then within that, there's mixtapes and...
Is For All the Dogs even an album?
Yes.
It is, right.
Yep. It's actually an album. I'll Yes, it's an album.
Okay, great. Sure, great.
He's crazy.
Drake's insane.
He's a weird guy. I was thinking about him today and just the toilets and DJ Khaled again.
Giving
like,
4 toilets to
sick.
DJ Khaled.
That's
that
such
rocks.
A funny thing to do. That's like, I was thinking about today and being like, that's how I know Drake's cool. Like, that's a funny thing to do to someone.
Well, he maintains a friendship with Khaled. Like, I don't think, who's in his, you know, who are the famous people in Khaled's like actual Rolodex?
Mark
Wahlberg, Drake, all the greats.
Probably like Kevin Hart. I see that happening, don't you?
Oh, I mean, I've never, because you see them in his videos.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Mario Lopez. Oh, no, wait, that's Mark Wahlberg's videos.
Some old guy who plays golf, I'm sure.
A chef.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bring out the whole ocean.
And Drake.
The whole ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Drake, that's it.
He likes what Drake likes.
It's pretty weird they didn't get him for that, like, Aquaman promotion. That would have been really nice.
What do you mean?
Just getting Khaled being like, bring out the whole ocean.
Oh, that's
and
a good
then,
point.
Like, you know, like, when we go see movies... And it's usually a blockbuster, and an actor from that film has spent like an hour filming introductions for every cinema chain in the Western world. You know how they're like, "Hello, Hoyt, welcome to my movie." Like, you can see him being
event
like,
cinema.
"Hey, Hoyt, what's up? Bring out the whole ocean. I'm gonna love Aquaman and the Lost City, or something like that."
That's great. Instead of paying one of the actors to do it, just pay
you just
DJ
get DJ
Khaled
to do it.
He'd come up with some iconic phrase.
Yeah,
but like getting him to like do like
what he said. He's
anatomy
like, I'm a peach
of a fall
recently, or something like that. He was just wearing orange. And
yeah,
like,
fuck what?
I'm a peach. Just like he's like devolving.
Call me Marshmallow.
Yeah,
yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that could be for Ghostbusters Marshmallow Man.
That's
you know what
it
I mean?
Itself.
Cinema chains.
How the
DJ
fuck
Club.
Are they making a second Ghostbusters?
Because there's no women in it.
Yeah,
that's how they're doing it. Baby.
Paul Rudd's Ghostbusters.
That's how they're doing it. I'm trying to see what he said. Oh, you can get his beard kit. That's nice.
Don't try and scroll through DJ Khaled posts. He does like 10 a day,
and they're all so good.
I know, but the one that you're looking for is like
I'll have a
weeks
sore thumb
and weeks
by the
ago.
End of it.
Hey, speaking of movie tie-ins, I sent you a link to a video that I did watch instead of watching movies in my hotel room above the IMAX the other day.
Oh yeah,
which was we watched a bunch of recent Bad Bunny film clips on the hotel television.
Yeah,
and his most recent clip. He always has cameos in his, you know, in his songs. He had Al Pacino and
Al Pacini,
Michael, what's his name again? Not I was
Buble?
Say, no, it's not Michael Diamond, but something similar. Like the guy that was in Uncut Gems who ends up.
Oh yeah.
What's his name?
I Diamond Joe.
Yeah, sure. But his most recent film clip, I sent to you for, I can't remember what the fuck, what song it is, but there has a very unexpected No Me Quiero Casar, which I definitely how they pronounce it. But there's a Spider-Man cameo. At one point, he like falls off a building and he gets caught.
Surely that's a reference, right, to his failed El Muerto.
Oh, is it a reference? Like, is it a nod or is it him? Was it a potential tie-in?
Well, no, I think it's a nod because it's like a... it's the Raimi costume.
Right, sure.
And Sony would be wanting him to push Madam Web right now.
wasn't at one point it meant to be Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man was set in this Madam World? Have you read all those crazy theories that like this Madam Web is so set?
I don't know how real this is, but the filmmakers twice got the timelines mixed up. And they're like, we need Andrew Garfield in this. And they realized that couldn't happen in this. And then they're like, we need Tom Holland. And they're like, oh, wait, that can't happen. Yeah, it's going to be... It's out in like less than a month.
What an insane movie. I feel like it's going to be...
I'm so excited
about
it. It's
going to be so boring.
But I'm so excited just to see like... This will be like the coffin lowering into the ground on comic book movies, I think. You know what I mean? I think like... Look at the last three that have come out. There's been the Marvels, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, and then this. And people are going to be like, what the fuck's happening? You know what I mean? It's going to be this like death rattle.
I think people are already so checked out.
Like, no one's buying a midnight ticket to Kraven the Hunter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
It's
funny that Sony are putting out the most superhero movies.
It's so funny that there is a Kraven the Hunter movie coming out
that doesn't have Spider-Man in it.
It's like, again, and well, you know, we said that about Venom and the third one's coming out. Like, it's kind of crazy. I don't know what's going on, man.
So is El Muerto definitely cancelled or just TBD?
Yeah, it's been cancelled. It's none of those movies are happening.
Yeah.
Remember there's like a Donald Glover one where he's like a disco guy that appeared in like two pages of a free comic book day issue from like 1978. It was just Sony like panicking, I think.
Or just trying to do as much as they can with...
Well, I think it's just panicking, being like, we have a slate of our own. It's like that DCEUing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I just want that shit to go away.
Hopefully this is the year that it finally dies,
Well, it is,
because
it's going to be every, you know... We're only January, but there's only like two movies coming out this year, and I think there'll be like at the end of the year people be like, how good was that? It's like comic book movies this year.
Yeah, so
Venom 3, Deadpool 3,
and Kraven the Hunter.
Kraven the Hunter.
That's so funny. Venom 2 was so bad too. Like, I don't understand how they're making a third Venom after how bad second one
bonkers.
Was. Like, we were both fans of that first one, but
still am.
That magic, unfortunately, considering the director as well, you would have thought that... Our boy.
Part one is like awesome. Just him in the fish tank.
Yeah.
Of Chinese restaurant. Him just like sweating away. Just him kissing himself a suit onto himself.
Eddie.
Him wearing leather wristbands.
Don't be a pussy.
And breaking into his like girlfriend's computer.
Him making out with the symbiote as a girl.
It's so good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good shit.
It's a great movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's got like four sets in it. Yeah, unlike you, I've like just watched so much stuff.
What if like you? I mean, speaking of Donald Glover, you've watched all of
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I think it comes out next Friday.
Is it an HBO show?
No, it's Amazon. He signed a deal with Amazon after Atlanta wrapped, where he's like can develop whatever he wants.
So this new era of Angus is you just getting these big shows like weeks before they get released, binge watching them all in a weekend, and then not being able to say what you thought about them.
Yeah, I'll talk about it when it's out. But, you know, it's refreshing watching the stuff free of, like, the internet's 24-hour goldfish discourse.
For sure.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I get that when I get given a review code for a Metroidvania game and I have to actually figure out all the puzzles myself.
Yeah. There's no YouTube walkthroughs yet.
Yeah, exactly.
GameFAQs hasn't updated. No, it's really good. Yeah, there's 8 episodes... I've never actually seen the original Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but this kind of reverses it from what I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
The original is...
It's very
married.
Unlike you to not see the
source
material.
It's just like wrong time in my life.
No, I mean like I would have thought you would have done it just before watching the series.
Well, I'm going to do it within the next week
okay. For
like a comparison, but as the show doesn't come out for a bit, I have to talk about it for work. So until it's under embargo, but... The original is they're a married couple. Neither knows the other one's an assassin for different organizations, and they're instructed to kill one another.
Yeah.
That's the original. So this one is they are just like two single people who have to like pose as a married couple. So it's like the inverse, which I think is like a really clever switch.
And they both know that each other are secret agents.
Oh yeah,
right?
They're like signed up. They're like single. They have nothing, and they like get put together without meeting each other, and have to show up to this like house one day. And the supporting cast is great. Paul Dano is their next door neighbor. He plays a character.
He plays a character called the Riddler.
He plays the Riddler. Like John Turturro, Parker Posey, Ron Perlman. It's like pretty stacked. It's really fun. It's very Atlanta-ish, where like each episode is like quite singular. But then it does tie, it definitely ties into more of a bigger picture. There's more of a plot, but it's like Stephen Glover writes a lot. It's like pretty much, you know, that Atlanta with guns and spy style.
And Hiro Murai.
Hiro Murai I think he directs like the first four or so episodes.
That's sick. He directed a lot of the first season of Barry.
And heaps of Atlanta. In fact, I really enjoyed it.
That's bad.
I mean, Donald Glover, and this isn't a bad thing, he plays the same character and everything.
Stephen Glover writing credit?
Yeah.
Did you say that already?
Yeah, I did say that. He's like an EP as well. Yeah. Donald Glover, he plays like, it's exactly Earn, except if Earn wore like nice clothes.
Do you know that I told my Stephen Glover song? Sorry.
You probably have, but I can just tell it again because you haven't.
So Stephen Glover is Donald Glover's brother. And
creative partner, you could almost say.
That's true. But first and foremost, his brother. When Donald Glover was touring as Childish Gambino, he did a Sydney show at the Horden Pavilion.
Young Thug, right? Was it when you were playing Young Thug?
Well, yeah, I made it. Basically, like I got a bunch of DJs got put forward as the only support for the Childish Gambino support in Sydney. And Stephen Glover apparently heard a mix that I made that had a bunch of Young Thug and Future on it, and he was like, "Yeah, get that guy."
That's awesome.
And then I met him after the show, and he was like, "Oh, Young Thug guy, nice work."
Young Thug guy. yeah, I really liked it. It was fun. Maya Erskine is Mrs. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Pen 15 and the voice of the blue-eyed samurai, that beloved.
I really want to see that.
Same here. She's the lead in that. She's great. Originally, it was Phoebe Waller-Bridge was like developing with Donald Glover. It was going to be like both of them, but she had to drop out for a film.
Indiana Jones.
But yeah, I think she's great. I really like this actor.
She got best supporting actress nomination, I think, for that role.
I think so. Yeah, I good think choice. Best person in movie.
I was very surprised that Indiana Jones got old ass John Williams got a nomination for that. I think that's the only one that it got. For the Oscars.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but he broke a record as the oldest person nominated.
What is he, like 90?
91.
Damn.
Yep, 91 nominated and most nominations for a person, 54 or something.
That's four, five Sydney Sweeneys. I don't know how old Sydney Sweeney is.
No, you don't. great show. Watch it when it's out, Feb 2. We'll talk about it maybe one day. Would you watch it?
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like Donald Glover.
It's like...
How many episodes is it?
Eight.
Eight.
They range from like 40 to an hour.
To 80.
40 to 80. It's actually season 3 of Ted Lasso. I saw Priscilla. I saw Maestro. I saw The Iron Claw. And I watched all of that. I had 4 days off work. And I just like surrounded myself with media. Because I have to work like the next 12 days in a row.
Yeah, sure. That's mad.
And was just like... I saw a 9:30 a.m. session of Priscilla, me and two old people.
That rocks. That's so the, that's fucking the only good. Way I live, to be
Finish
honest.
Finish a movie, leave the movie at like 11:20 a.m. You're like, cool, I've got stuff to do now. Like, so sick.
And now, a word from our really, really great sponsors. Trust me, I know a lot about good deals, folks, and this is a great deal.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I pitched that we go see Priscilla to be last week. I was like, you know, we went out for dinner on Monday night, had the whole night at the hotel. And then in the morning I was like, what should we check out? And then go see a movie. And then she was like, can we just hang out by the pool all day? And I was like, yeah, that's good too.
That's also good.
So, sorry, Priscilla.
Movie better in my book.
No, it's sick. The pool there is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
It's like an
it
infinity pool with the tiles are jellyfish.
At least they're not real.
That's true.
That would have hurt. That would have been some real...
Not all jellyfish can sting.
No, but some can kill.
That's true.
But same with humans.
These ones are pretty big too. If these tile ones were real, you'd be fucking dead.
Great movie.
Priscilla. Yeah. So... as the big Elvis man, not as in Elvis the man, Elvis the movie man.
How is
Baz Luhrmann's Elvis? Was it impossible to separate that from this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they kind of complement one another. You know, Elvis
compliment or contradict?
No, compliment. Like, you know, it's very, they contain multitudes. One is, you know, this origin story of Elvis, and it's very bombastic, and it's almost like Baz Luhrmann's comic book movie. It's like he has his origin scene, and yeah, it's very loud. It's very indicative of the director. And then Coppola's movie is very indicative of her. It's about like adolescence and feeling trapped and growing up. Like, it's set basically just in Graceland. She's like by herself while Elvis is out on the road. And it's like so thematically similar to Virgin Suicides and Marie Antoinette. Like, they'd make a perfect trilogy.
Yeah, cool.
You could replace Versailles with Graceland. And dope. It's just like a teen girl growing up in a place and kind of doesn't really know what to do. And Elvis is always out on the road. He's back and forth. And it's just like her, and he's in there occasionally. And, you know, he's already famous when they met. It's such a strange relationship. And yeah, she's like a teen. And
Jacob Elordi's Elvis, right?
He's great. He's fantastic. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, yeah. He's awesome. Great movie.
Do you think he spent as long doing the voice as Austin Butler did?
Well, when he took my photo earlier this year at the cinema, he probably just finished that film and it was accent free.
Sure. Whereas,
so I can tell you firsthand,
the butt man is still.
He's still. I mean, that's why he's been cast in the bike riders. It's just funny voice, man.
We forgot to mention that as one of our most anticipated movies of 2023.
Yeah, it's up there. If it comes out, they keep
2024. Goddamn.
And then I saw Maestro. I didn't know this. A very controversial film. People hate it.
People fucking hate it.
People hate it. I really liked it.
Well, it is about a guy. So,
a gay guy at that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
A guy who's married but still fucks guys.
A guy who loves guys.
The best type of guy.
Yeah.
Married, children, but fucks dudes. I don't know. I really have always liked Bradley Cooper, and I'm so obsessed with his arc of this guy who played like a moron in like The Wedding Crashers and comedy stuff, and kind of like,
he has the best line in The Hangover.
He has the greatest line of the noughties in a movie. And he produced Joker.
Yeah, totally.
But
he's, and he's the voice of Rocket Raccoon.
I find him like fascinating.
So funny.
Like I and then he has like the best performance in a film full of great performances in Licorice Pizza as John Peters.
Oh man, he's incredible. He seems so able to take the piss out of himself in that movie.
100%.
But him as the director, I feel like when you see him in interviews where he's like crying in front of Michael Mann, or like,
it's insane.
He takes it so seriously.
As if he just was like a swagger actor, you could just see him like get through things coolly. It's like, I don't know. Really interesting guy. I watched A Star Is Born for the first time recently. I think we spoke about that just because I knew Maestro was coming up, and I was like, yeah, I gotta watch the oeuvre of one Bradley Cooper. Star Is Born, really good movie.
Seen the Barbara Streisand version too?
No, I haven't. Yeah. I haven't. I've heard that's the worst one. A lot of people say that. Even the writers, everyone, Joan Didion,
even Barbara Streisand.
Everyone's like, yeah, but yeah, really good film. I really liked Maestro.
You're a Bernie bro.
I'm a what?
You're a Bernie bro.
Oh, what's that?
Isn't that the name of the character he plays in Maestro?
Oh, Leonard Bernstein. Yeah. I'm a I'm going to fly away like Lenny Kravitz. Yeah, I didn't really realize.
Dicks out for Leonard Bernstein.
He would have loved that. R.I.P. Yeah. Leonard, you would have loved Lenny Kravitz's pants busting open. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's a real swing.
Sure.
But, you know, sometimes I don't like swings. I really got into this one. I thought it looked gorgeous. Insane performances. It's such a weird movie. It's basically a movie just for Bradley Cooper.
Mm.
Spielberg like asked him to direct it. It was Spielberg's film for years.
Really?
And then he saw dailies or saw footage. I think Bradley Cooper was showing him footage of A Star Is Born before it had come out. And I think it was someone like filming him directing, and he like got up to him during, it was just the two of them were watching scenes from A Star Is Born, and Steven got out and he's like, oh fuck, he hates it. And he's just like, you've got to do this Bernstein movie. I'm not doing it. I'm producing it. He's like, you have to do it.
That's so crazy. There's two Steven Spielberg produced musical movies out this year.
What's the other one?
Color Purple.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think he's tied to that because of the, the original film.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then Spielberg, instead of doing that, did West Side Story, which Leonard Bernstein wrote the music for. So, yeah, really, really weird. Really, I really liked it. Yeah, I don't know. Apparently that's strange, but that's cool.
Yeah, I've been meaning to catch it.
I wish I saw it in a theater. Gorgeous looking film, like shot on film.
Did it get its screening? It did, yeah. I remember it was only showing in Gold Class.
Yeah, it was one day. I'm really bummed I missed that. I saw The Iron Claw as well.
Jealous. Gotta hit that.
Yeah, I liked it.
Sweet.
I didn't love it, but I thought it was like a good film. I don't think it was like a great, great movie, but I thought it was like really good.
Do you reckon everyone, that's like the big one, like one of the big snubs that everyone's talking about?
To me it makes sense that it didn't get nominated. It's like, yeah, no, really good film. Great performances. Zac Efron's great, but it's just, I don't know. I get it. It's also the Oscars, like they're so whack, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean,
it's so funny seeing a lot of people who's like saw one movie of the last 3 years, that's Barbie, and being like Hillary Clinton, and being like,
that is like, I understand,
lock her up. No, seriously,
I understand
when
both,
I saw that
both
tweet.
Sides of that argument, but like Hillary Clinton coming into bat, it just
lock her up.
The team Greta has lost,
lock her up.
You don't like, I feel like. There is,
and now she's tweeting about the Barbie movie.
How is she the one that's like universally more okay to hate than
she's a loser
than the indicted ex-president?
She's a loser.
Yeah, she's so annoying.
She could have said something about, I don't know, Palestine. You know what I mean? Like on that platform.
Yeah.
But instead, she's like, "Don't worry, Greta and Margot. Greta and I got Margot. It too."
And it's like, yeah, like
shut up, you idiot.
This mirrors what I. Oh my god, so bad. You're both
up.
More than enough.
Yeah, yeah.
So embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
Gotta be. Like, I mean, I know there's someone that always does like the worst tweet of the year.
That's gonna be.
There's
the next
no way
10
anyone
years.
Can. That's the.
That's gonna.
That's
get,
Ruth Kunda forever.
That's
for 2024.
That's like Pokemon Go to the polls. Like that's her. That you know that was her as well.
Barbie for me is like. A big part of what made that movie special is that it shouldn't have worked as well as it did. Mm. And it did work as well as it did because of Greta, because of Margot.
Of course.
And I feel like both of them deserved nominations over Gosling and America Ferrera.
Especially America Ferrera.
So, yeah, I mean, America Ferrera is that's the Jamie Lee Curtis nomination
of
this 100%. Year. Which means she'll probably win.
Which doesn't make any sense either, because at least Jamie Lee Curtis was like 50 years older or something. You know what I mean? I was like, we should just give it to her.
But she'd never gotten anything before.
America Ferrera.
No, Jamie Lee Curtis.
No,
that's her first
she's
Oscar.
She's never nominated.
Yeah,
I think.
Right. Okay, sure.
I think it was like, thank God we've had a woman be in this industry for so long and like not either be killed, kill herself, or try to bring down a studio.
Sure. But yeah, the nominations, that was like the, like, I totally understand why if you were a fan of that food, you'd that movie. Mm. You'd want those two recognized, especially above the people that did.
The best picture and best screenplay.
Totally. And that's, you know,
like, and also, all
and if
of
they
the
win,
money,
they'll
the
be the ones that
movie made.
Yeah.
Like,
thank
you know,
God Noah Baumbach might win an award for this movie.
Fingers crossed. You know, like Chris Nolan wasn't nominated when The Dark Knight was nominated for Best Picture. James Cameron wasn't nominated.
The Academy get weird when it's a franchisee.
Yeah, the
like,
director,
you know,
of Top Gun Maverick, who I still don't fucking know his name because it was like a whatever guy. Like, I know he did some other movies, but like, he wasn't nominated despite Maverick being nominated for best film. Like, it's
sure.
What happens. Like,
yeah, of course.
Especially this one. Not only was it like the big populist film of the year, it was a comedy. It's stuffy old people. Like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
and it's like, whatever. Like, that movie made billions. Like, everybody's fine.
Yeah, no, totally.
Like,
yeah.
They don't need to the Academy
Award. I hope, though. I mean, Margot definitely is rich out of it. I hope Greta is too.
Yeah, she's the Greta's the one that, like, pitched it.
Yeah.
Like,
crazy.
It was like, wasn't it Amy? Wasn't it like Amy Schumer and Greta Gerwig? Wasn't it always Greta Gerwig was like attached to it?
Right, sure. Yeah, yeah.
I believe. Or maybe. No, Greta Gerwig wrote it and then was like, I have to make it.
That's a movie that makes people go, like, lose their mind as well.
Barbie.
Like, it's just a cool comedy.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I team Barbie.
Totally.
But yeah, whatever. Oscar talk's so boring. People are like, oh, I can't believe this. It's like, I can. It's old people. Like, if you like that movie, that's
Leo not getting nominated was pretty surprising.
The Academy have a real issue with Leo.
They gave him an Oscar one time, right?
Yeah, like for the wrong movie.
Sure.
The Revenant. He deserved it so many other times.
So, yeah.
So many other times. Arguably from like Basketball Diaries onwards.
For sure,
like in
yeah.
so many roles. Like Aviator, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I honestly think.
That, he's like, everyone talks about Brad Pitt in that movie, but.
He's phenomenal.
Leo. It's all
he's
about incredible. Leo. The fucking scene where.
He's crying.
Exactly. Brad Pitt's nowhere near the camera in that scene. I fucking love that.
Incredible performance. Movie. Yeah. Again, you don't need the Academy to tell you like a movie. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
All movies rock.
And Billy Crystal isn't going to host, so who the fuck cares?
Yeah, I'm not watching. Jack Nicholson isn't like Chroma King himself in Gondor or whatever he did that time.
Kill him, baby.
Crazy shit. What else did I watch? I should consult the... The internet.
Your letterbox.
Oh, I watched Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves.
Oh, cool. That was a movie that I always wanted to see last week. Last year, but didn't do it.
I like that. It's a movie I've always wanted to see last week. That's what you said.
I say a lot of things that are wrong.
It's very funny because last week, funnily enough, the word you just incorrectly said, we were like, damn, how good were the Gore Verbinski pirate movies? How rare was it that someone took an IP... that was kind of stale
and
made a really fun original story that honors the IP but is its own thing and it's tongue in cheek. Turns out the movie that we were longing for was under our noses the whole time and it's called Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves. Bradley Cooper's in it too in a scene.
Is he really?
He's like this reveal. It's like really funny.
That's mad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like this one didn't do well, right?
The cast is insane. It did really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like,
it's by, it's the Game Night guys.
Of
it's their next film.
That's
it's the guys who wrote Homecoming.
Yeah, right.
It's a fucking Sam Weir.
Yeah,
his
sure.
Creative partner, John Daly.
Yeah, I gotta yeah, watch.
It's on streaming.
Which one?
One of them. I don't know.
I've not got binge. All of them, so
not
it's
binge.
Fine, dude.
Oh, you know what? It's on Paramount, so you do have it.
Oh, great. I've got.
Tame Impala wrote an original song for the credits.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I've got issues with binge more than usual.
This is crazy because you and I were pretty issued up with them.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't know there were any more you could have.
Well, so my kids have been watching every single episode of Teen Titans Go. They were up to season 7 of 8. And yeah. For no reason, without warning, binge pulled season 7 only.
I mean,
and
right.
So it's now you can watch seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8
cool,
on
cool,
binge.
Cool, cool.
But 7 for some reason just isn't there.
Are you just going to make up what happened?
I mean, like there's no continuity, but
yeah.
my kid is autistic. It will pain him greatly to skip a number.
Dude, you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you don't have to justify season, you know, the missing season autism.
Yeah, for sure.
That's kind of what
it's
I'm
one
about.
One of the most common ones.
It's one of the ones I'm about, brother.
Yeah, but fucking binge. Come on.
So what can you do?
I can pay $30 to watch the season on iTunes.
Oh, that's so expensive.
I know.
So you're going to do it, obviously.
I guess so. but I've been convincing them to watch The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
So Tilly's first ever Star Wars thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was the... maybe Archie's
Space
too.
Pigs?
Yeah, it was the Mark Hamill episode of The Muppet Show.
And R2's there and stuff.
R2, C-3PO, Chewbacca. Have you seen it?
Yeah, of course.
It's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
It's such a like wild episode.
It's like Empire era, I think.
Mark Hamill plays Luke Skywalker and himself.
And Mark Hamill, yeah.
And is constantly going out one door and coming in as the other. God, it's
Hamill's
funny.
Hamill's great.
He's so funny in it.
Yeah.
My kids both hated Miss Piggy until I told them it was a dude doing her voice. Now they think it's the funniest thing
Why
ever.
Why do they hate her?
She's annoying.
Yeah, but like...
like I'm sure I don't want Hillary Clinton to come for me, but Miss Piggy is really annoying.
Don't worry, you should watch Maestro with that attitude. This sounds like a Maestro head to me.
But we watched a movie today. We watched The Muppet Movie.
Oh, yeah. How's he fucking pedal that bike, dude?
Like, everyone goes on and on about how Jim Henson recorded Rainbow Connection by being in a tank underneath the water.
I wonder how he played that bike.
And there's so much documentation on how that happened.
Where's the bike?
When the next scene is Kermit the motherfucking frog
on a bike. And those legs are spinning.
His head's moving back to side to side. It's crazy. Talking and shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know how
the fuck they do it. And then him and Fozzie danced in a few scenes after
That's right.
Muppet Movie is so good. Do you know who's in that movie?
Like Kermit the Frog.
There's lots of like that era cameos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which
so Steve Martin has a pretty good cameo in it as a waiter. Catherine Hahn. No, Madeline Kahn. That's a great mistake to make.
It's a crazy mistake.
But Orson Welles is like the big cameo at the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, whoa, he's that's like Orson Welles.
Fat as shit, right?
Roundabouts.
Like
yeah.
Looking dog shit era.
He has like two lines in it.
That's awesome.
And you know, like they probably paid. He's probably the most paid person in that.
I think
involved.
He was like pretty. He was doing like beer ads at that point of his life. Remember, he kind of like
those are amazing. The outtakes from those ads.
Yeah, incredible. He wasn't like paid well. I think he was kind of like he was not liked by Hollywood. He was anti-system.
Well, it's so sick. He's in this.
He was like very anti-Hollywood, and they kind of shunned him. So he had to like move to Europe to make like movies for years.
Wild.
He wasn't celebrated.
He's so good.
Yeah, he rules. Because after Kane, he was like, yeah, I can do whatever. And they're like, he didn't want to follow studio. And why would you? You know what I mean?
Because I'd spent the entire movie explaining to each kid, to my kids, like, you know, the importance of each Muppet, who the Electric Mayhem are, what Animal's deal is.
That would have been so...
And then Orson Welles shows up and I forgot he was in it. And I was like, oh my God. And they were like, who's that? And I was like,
one of the greats.
I can't be bothered telling you who that is. Yeah. but then we went on like a spiral because at the end of that movie, there's a cameo from Ernie, Bert and Big Bird at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
It like pans out and they're in the crowd. Right. And I was like, oh, it's Ernie and Bert. And till he goes, who's Ernie and Bert? And I was like, who's Ernie and Bert? Only the two greatest Muppets.
Ernie and Bert?
Bert and Ernie. It's Ernie and Bert. Ernie's my number one. So
yeah,
Ernie and Bert.
You call it isn't always Bert and Ernie. It just rolls off the tongue.
I guess so. My brain is wired for it to be Ernie and Bert, probably because as a kid, Ernie was my number one Muppet.
Let me find out. I'm going to type in Bert and Ernie and see what... Yeah, Bert and Ernie, it's like autocomplete.
What about if I do Ernie and Bert?
And even their wiki entry is called Bert and Ernie.
Okay, what about if I do the Sesame Street clips?
Bert and Ernie are two Muppet characters.
Yeah, it is. It's Bert and Ernie.
It always has been.
Yeah, well, I say Ernie and Bert.
That's crazy. That's like calling it turf and surf. It doesn't work because you're supposed to, like, I think it's alphabetical.
You chose the best possible comparison. That was great.
No, yeah. It's because it's alphabetical.
Yeah.
It's always, all those things are always alphabetical.
It's, how come it's Levens and Angus then?
It's not. We never say that.
What?
It's nothing. It's
just that's what the wiki says.
We have no wiki. I mean, we have a wiki. We quit.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. We don't have a wiki. No way. They'd be like, some guys.
Someone making a wiki and put me first.
So it'd be like they sit in a room and talk, and they don't.
There's
really,
only
t-
there's only
really
two
engage.
Of them instead of eight, and they're not teenagers, and they've seen more than seven movies.
One's reading dark books.
Yeah,
he's watching shows he can't talk about.
it's a great podcast.
It's annoying not to talk about. What else I saw?
We watched a whole bunch of Tiny Desk concerts in the last week, just putting them on while we were like, you know,
Doing everything you can to not watch The Curse.
Well, I mean, this is like at like midday while the kids are home. We watched A Curse.
You should ground them or something. Like send them to their room.
Ground them into their home more.
Yeah, but they're like behind closed doors.
No, did you know what I did on Saturday? On Saturday, I went to a 10-year-old's bowling birthday.
Dog shit.
My son's.
Oh, that's okay then.
Yeah, yeah. And then I DJ'd a gay wedding that the Prime Minister of Australia was in attendance
at. Oh, Maestro was in town?
Yeah.
I didn't know Maestro was here.
My life is too crazy to watch The Curse.
Apparently
You think The Curse is crazy? I'm living it.
I can tell you haven't watched it because neither of those things. What was the Prime Minister doing there?
One of the brides worked for him.
Oh, that's nice.
But this is the second time I've DJ'd.
Oh yeah, you've told that one a lot.
To Albanese.
Yeah.
And
you should tell though. You haven't what
the first the first time I DJ'd for him, he wasn't Prime Minister yet.
Yeah.
And he came and like poked my laptop screen because he was looking for songs that I might have. Maybe he thought it was a touch screen.
We'll never know. He's like a boomer. He's
like, play Groovers in the Heart. Groovers in the Heart will do. And then like asked if I was going to play it like 20 minutes later.
Did you play it at this wedding?
He left really, really early. And maybe he saw that I was there and he was like, that little cunt. He'll tweet about me again.
Yeah, maybe he had to leave to reform tax cuts.
He'll tweet about me again and up to 30 people will like the tweet. He definitely would be hurt by that. So,
what?
I feel like...
30 people? What's this?
My tweets don't do big numbers, you know?
Sure, yeah.
We can't all tweet about which Avatar characters, where they were on January 6th.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's the most viral you've ever been, I think.
It was crazy. It was like tens of thousands.
That rules.
And I spelled January wrong.
Yeah, that's the best part of the tweet, for sure.
It's like, where 32,000 likes.
How'd you find it so fast?
It's pinned.
Oh, okay, cool, mad. Good pin.
And I don't really tweet. The last one was me retweeting Michael Caine saying, chilled weekend.
He's so good on Twitter. Every time I see like a retweet of one of his, I'm like, oh, that's from when he used to use Twitter 12 years ago. No, he still, uses Twitter like it's 12 years ago. It's bizarre. Like
he's crazy.
He doesn't even make movies anymore, right?
No. And when we used it 5 nights ago.
He just says chilled weekends.
Good night, you prince. I reckon, we might just read Michael Caine tweets for the next episode.
That sounds good. Anyway, Sesame Street did a Tiny Desk concert.
London blew the bloody doors. And then, don't give up on us. We will never give up on you. It's like AI learning.
It feels like, it doesn't feel like a real person is hitting send. Except chilled weekend.
I like these.
Him tweeting about Cars 2 is my still
great look. Weekend. Remember one of his only liked tweets is him being called the N-word? Remember we found that? I sent you that. in a affectionate way by a member of the African American community. And he's like liking it.
That's great.
It's awesome.
So last week we watched the Nile Rodgers Tiny Desk, real good. Yeah. Carol G. Unknown Mortal Orchestra, all very good. But today we found, after doing Muppets and Tiny Desks last week, there was a Sesame Street Tiny Desk concert.
Oh, sure.
Which was really cute and fun, but God, some of the Muppets sound fucked these days. Like Big Bird sounds like a depressed teenager.
Yeah, sure. The voice actor.
Like, I mean, sure. I get it. Like, it's
this is going to be someone's Big Bird, you know?
I know, but it's... I guess... me being old, but it hurts my brain so much comprehending that that's what they sound like these days.
Yeah, you it's like, I don't even have kids, but I see like the Wiggles now and it's out, and I'm like,
there's like the 12 of them. Yeah,
there's like 12 of them and they're all like 14-year-old girls and I'm like, that's not the Wiggle. Like I know that feeling.
Yeah
Not in like a back in my day. It's just like, that's not,
at least the Wiggles being weird, it's one of the original Wiggles' fault. Because he refuses to let it die. So he just keeps reinventing
it. It's like in A Mighty Wind. You know that Chris... Why can't I think of his name?
Chris Lee Curtis.
Yeah. Christopher Guest's one about the folk music. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember there's one of the bands in it. There's one original member and everyone else is in it. It's like the band that Parker Posey and stuff, and they're all young. And they call themselves the new blah, blah, blah.
Yes, of course. That's right. Yeah, they keep
doing it. And there's one old member. Yeah. And that's exactly the Wiggles. It's Anthony's this old member and everyone else is from Justice Crew and stuff. and the voice. Yes. One of them's from Justice Crew.
How many Wiggles are there actually now?
I think there's 12.
That's crazy.
There's two of every color. And they're just I don't know what they're doing because it took 4 of them to do it before. Now there's 8 of them.
And that girl Emma, who was the yellow Wiggle for a while, she's gone, but she just does the same thing on her own show, which is called Emma Bemma.
Emma Memma.
No, it's called Emma Bemma.
Even worse.
I've ranted about the Wiggles on this show many years ago about how it feels like they use the temp lyrics for their final versions of all their songs.
Emma Memma.
Oh, Emma Memma.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that because I think it's at work.
Well, to me, it's Ernie and Bert and Emma Bemma.
Yeah, you've definitely got something wrong with your brain.
Yeah. You text dyslexic sometimes, and I talk dyslexic sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny. Emma Bema. But still, Emma Mema is like...
I like I'm pulling you up on Wiggles Law.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, well, actually...
Come on, who's the real dad here? Yeah.
Well, actually, it's Emma Mema.
But whoever does Cookie Monster's voice now, doing a great job. Bert's voice, doing a great job. But Ernie
Bert
sounds
from,
fucking weird.
Bert from Bert and Ernie.
That's right. Ernie sounds fucking weird. Big Bird sounds truly... Like Carol Spinney, one of the greatest, like,
dead as hell,
calming
though, right?
voices. Yeah, totally dead.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
but I don't know.
You want to, you know, but like just, the dead brothers.
Oh, and the Count, who loves to count.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Do you think you could do a better job than any of these? That's not me being facetious. I'm like,
I mean,
you know,
yeah, maybe
throwing like, your hat out there.
I love, like, all the Jim Henson Muppets are like are my favorites. So, like Rolf is number one. And yep. then like Ernie and Kermit are two and three, I think.
Yeah, I'm so boring. I'm a Kermie head.
Kermie rules. He's incredible.
Best. Yeah, he's
the only, like, and like the only one I can say for me is like absolutely better than Kermit is Rolf. Rolf the dog for me is just like such a fucking great character and like underutilized. Whereas I feel like Kermit.
It's a very you answer.
What do you mean?
Kermit's a very me answer.
Is it? Yeah. Rolf is just so good. He has like the best jokes. He has the best songs.
I just think Kermit's so versatile. He's like a reporter on Sesame Street.
I know, but I think the fact that Rolf isn't anything but a dog who plays
piano.
Yeah. There's something so pure about that.
Yeah. I like Fozzie a lot too.
Do you remember on the Muppet
Fozzie's
show?
Such a loser.
There's a... it's like a fake like General Hospital show that he's...
Oh, yeah.
It's
I
like
do know
him,
that. Yeah, yeah.
Piggy,
he's always
and Janice.
Like, just doing puns, right? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the good shit.
Yeah, that's that good shit. yeah, Fozzie's a loser.
Oh, I love Fozzie.
No, but
though.
I love him because
yeah,
he's
yeah,
a loser.
Yeah, yeah,
like
totally.
He's like the George. He's like the George of the show.
I think Archie loves Gonzo the most.
Gonzo
gets really excited whenever Gonzo shows up.
Yeah, he's like a magician.
Scoot is underrated as hell. All the Electric Mayhem, they rule. I got to give their Disney Plus show a chance. Apparently,
yeah.
the Electric Mayhem one. And then,
oh yeah.
And then there's a they did a Haunted Mansion special thing last year.
No,
it has nothing to do with the movie. It's just the ride.
Yeah. Just like I've seen the Simpsons specials.
The voices are going to be fucked up, so it might Simpsons be hard to watch.
Simpsons specials are so gnarly.
So bad.
We should watch the Haunted Mansion movie.
It's so weird that, yeah, for sure, let's do it. That sounds great.
The one where like they die from like
eating poison
Baskin
and
Robbins. She was in a car on the way there.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Yeah, let's do the next episode.
Yeah, well, we're gonna
we got nothing to talk about, so we could end this one.
Well, I wrote down some things that I feel like we haven't ticked off yet. So every episode, after we do a perfect episode of Hey Fam, you won't believe it, but we also do another episode that's also perfect. And
whatever happened to Manscaped?
Manscaped?
Yeah,
they wrote to us and they were like, "Hey,
you want money?"
Well,
like,
done.
Yes.
You passed the bare minimum for
yeah.
for like.
So why can't we talk about it?
Then I was like, "Cool, what's next?" And then he was like, "I'm going on holiday, but I'll let you know after my holiday."
Maybe, yeah,
I don't want to chase up the ball shaving guys.
I'll do it.
Okay, I'll give you their email.
I'll do it. I'll be like, I'm here to talk about balls.
You want me to hit skip quickly? Start talking about shaved nuts.
Yeah.
Unless you're Manscaped. This is a joke, by the way.
Yeah, no,
we can't wait for you to pay us $25 an episode.
Yeah, we get paid dog shit for this.
we talked
reason
about.
I think we're on a like a network so we don't have to pay for hosting.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, forget we make no money from this. I checked it too. It's like 20,
Patreon is the only thing that
it's like $20 this month. We got
yeah.
paid.
Yeah,
that's insane.
We should maybe pay fam this conversation. Whatever.
It's okay.
We're the realest podcast on the internet.
This isn't like to the network or anything. I'm just like, that's the state of the world.
It is true. Patreon.com/.
How can we make more money dealing drugs or something?
Maybe we could.
Oh, I know we could. I wouldn't ever
no,
do
maybe,
that.
Yeah, like, what if we did?
I mean, that's a cool plot for this year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, imagine that being the
just
arc.
Us selling people drugs.
Yeah, what drug?
A selection.
Sure.
Like, what do you want?
Okay, we'll find out which drug in PayFam tonight, because yeah. after every HeyFam, we do a PayFam. You can hear it at patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month is all it costs for you to sign up.
$20 is like the fucking, like...
Yeah, we're not asking for $20. We're asking for $5.
I mean, like, that's the e-tag to get to and from each
oh,
other's
we are
house.
Asking for $20. I forgot.
We're losing money recording this. But if we,
oh, absolutely. Yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
We always cut.
Why do podcasts go to Koh Samui, some of them? And we can't even go to...
We can't even go to Summer Hill.
Can't even go to North Main. It's crazy. I guess it's because no one listens to it.
Save Hey Fam. We had some decent numbers.
All right, let's get some decent advertising.
Save HeyFam, patreon.com/HeyFam. Yeah. We love you, dear listener. It's everyone who doesn't listen that we hate.
We hate everyone else.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just saw that today and I was like, damn, that's crazy.
You know what else is going to be crazy? PayFam. Patreon.com/HeyFam. See you there.
Bye.
Wow, another absolutely perfect episode. Now it's time to do what I do every week. Listen to this episode 140 times. Somebody tell Ms. Marvel to order me another pizza. Yo, I haven't had a slice of that sweet, sweet za in like 7 minutes. Your girl is dying over here. Peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.